Talking about faith this week again. I think it's getting deeper because it makes me act on certain things that I've been putting off for a long time. Okay? So that's how I know God is doing something in our lives, because the Word is actually pushing you to do something. And I know it's doing it in me, and I hope it's also doing it in you. And we're going to talk today about another type of faith. And we're going to talk about demonic faith. Usually we don't talk about demons too much. We talk about Jesus. So if you're here for the first, second time or whatever, this is something that's in the Bible that God speaks about, Jesus speaks about, and we are the church that's dedicated to the full gospel, to whole scriptures. Okay? Some people pick and choose what they like, what they don't like, they don't never speak about. We try to speak those things that we don't like as well. Because there are some scriptures that we don't like. Okay? We're going to go to Luke chapter 4, verse 1. We're talking about demonic faith. We're going to talk some interesting stuff today. We're going to talk about selling the soul to the devil, and if it's real. How many of you ever heard about this thing, selling your soul to the devil? Okay? How many of you believe it? There's been a lot of chatter out there. Some people sell their souls to devil. And I researched that a little bit, and what they do is they write a contract with him and sign it with their own blood. Okay? And they just burn it or whatever. And I know you think it's only happening in movies, but it really does happen. Some people are so bitter at God, and they are not, everybody wants supernatural in their life. We all are hungry for God. Just like a man has a sex drive, so does a human has a God drive. Okay? You all have it. You want God. If it's not God, if it's not devil, it's you who become God. Notice, usually people who don't believe in God, they become their own God. Correct? Because they make their own rules. They decide what's right, what's wrong. They don't live by the outside code, but they live by their own moral code. I create my own moral code. I create my worship, what I want to worship, what I don't want to worship. That makes me God. Or a lot of times what people also do, they create a little idol. They make it out of wood or something, and they pray to him. But really, their idol is themselves. Because idol cannot tell you what to do. Idol doesn't have a moral code that he makes you live by. So the reason people make an idol is so they can create the rules and give it to the idol and act like the idol is giving them back those rules. So they're living according to what they want. Because idols are dumb and mute, Bible says. They can't speak. Right? So why would you make an idol? Except he stands for what you stand for. Or you stand and make him stand for that. Okay? So today we're talking about all that. There's a lot of stories on the internet about selling your soul to the devil. And I don't want to go dramatic and say that I met with the devil and he offered me this and this and I sold my soul. I don't want to go that far, because there's different stages of giving your soul to the devil. Okay? And selling your soul to the devil is out of the Bible. It's directly out of Jesus, out of Luke chapter 4. You might not think that there's, in a Bible, selling your soul to the devil. But there is. And I want to show you. And it's dangerous. And watch this. Let's go to chapter 4. This is right after Jesus was baptized. Okay? And chapter 4, verse 1. It says this. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Into the desert. Being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended the 40 days, he was hungry, obviously. And the devil said to him, "If you're the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, a man shall not live by bread alone," physical, material, "but by every word of God." Then it keeps going. Then the devil takes him up on a high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. So in a second, in a moment, just quick. Devil takes him to the high mountain and shows him. It's probably spiritual, not physical. You couldn't see the whole world in a moment of time. You can't even grasp it. So it was a spiritual, it was an imagination. You know, devil can use your imagination just like God can. Okay? So he shows him all the kingdoms of the world and he says this. And devil said to him, all this authority, okay, all this glory, I will give to you and their glory. So he promises Jesus authority and all the glory of the kingdoms of the whole world. Okay? And the devil said, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for it has been delivered to me. Notice, devil says that all this world, all this authority of it has been delivered to me. Let me ask you a question. By who? Who gave devil the authority and the glory of this world? Adam and Eve was put in authority over the whole earth. Okay? So when they rebelled against God, they forfeited their authority over the world to Satan. And that's what Jesus came to redeem. Do you remember after Jesus was resurrected, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And then he says, I give it to you. Go and he who is within you is greater than he who is in the world. Talking about Satan. Okay? So there is authority that's given to the devil for everybody's life who is not in Christ. So if a person is not living in Christ's kingdom, they're living under authority of another. You can be under authority of Jesus Christ, or you could be under the authority of devil. Jesus, notice, Jesus didn't say you're a liar, devil. You don't have the authority. I have authority. I'm God. Jesus didn't say that. But listen to what Jesus said. So devil is offering him and saying, listen, if you, all this authority I will give to you and their glory. For this has been delivered to me and I will give it to whomever I wish. So notice the phrase of the devil. I can give the worldly authority to whomever I wish. So let me ask you a question. Is it possible to sell person's soul to the devil? Easy. Easy. Devil even went after Jesus and said, I can give it to whomever I wish. And how? Therefore, this is Satan saying, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. So Satan is saying to Jesus, if you just worship me right now, all will be yours. Okay? Now, this does not only happen to Jesus. Jesus is not a unique person to whom it happens to. It happens to people in our time as well. And let me shock you. It has happened to you, and it has happened to me. Okay? Now, let me go a little bit deeper and talk about, remember we talked about three types of faith. Human faith, demonic faith, and God's faith. What is human faith? It's a natural ability that you were born with. Just like your intellect, your will, your emotion, your conscience. Right? Just like your body. It's a natural ability. Faith does not belong to any religion. It belongs to every human that it was given to them by birth. By God in birth. Now, if you exercise your human faith, you will become great. If you don't exercise your human faith, and that's what devil wants, you will be poor and miserable. Faith is never believing for negative. It's always believing for positive. Nobody says, I have faith, I'm going to drive on the highway today, go on 80 and hit a deer. I have faith for that. People do say, I hope I don't hit a deer. That's fear. Okay? But every human being has faith. Now, who was the guy who created a light bulb? Edison, right? How many times did it take him? Over 1,000 times. Why would you try something for 1,000 times that fails? That's crazy. Was it God's faith working in him? Was it devil's faith working in him? Devil didn't want people to have light. He likes the darkness. Amen. Come on. So who was it that, what kind of faith was working in this Edison guy who created a light bulb? Human faith. See, a lot of us, we think that Christianity and faith is somehow, no. We got to separate religion from faith. Now, we put our faith into something, that's for sure. People put their faith into building a telephone, radio waves. I mean, there's some crazy discoveries that happened because of human faith. Yeah. And without faith, you cannot achieve anything in life. Our marriage are based on faith as well. That's why we lose faith. You know what happens. Come on. Everything in this universe, the greatest things happen by faith, human faith. But human faith has a limit. Just like this ceiling is a limit. You can jump so high, you can't go any higher than that ceiling, right? And that's why people being tired of materialism, being tired of sex, women, drugs, they seek something more. So the question is, why would somebody want to have demonic faith? I mean, I understand wanting God's type of faith because it says in Luke, Jesus said, have God's type of faith. Well, which other faith can you have? You know what I'm saying? Is there another one? Yes. There's human faith and it's limited. It's materialistic. With human faith, people accomplish great things. But it's not enough. They run dry. Their source of faith runs dry. Even the inspiration for musicians, it runs dry. And that's why they start seeking their inspiration from another sources. It's not enough. Now, if you suck a musician and you seek from the devil, he'll probably just kill you. No, these people are already good. Some of these musicians, artists, I mean, they're already good. But they run dry from their own faith. Human faith is limited. That's why that human faith must connect to one pole or another pole. To the source of God, which is unlimited, or to devil, who is more powerful than human, but still limited. And so, Jesus had an opportunity. Just like God is fighting for your faith, because God said, you remember Jesus rebuked his disciples all the time. He says, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? I mean, Jesus would get pissed off from those guys. I mean, these guys were just like, you know, and a lot of Christians, and this is the weakness of us Christians. We stop using our faith and we ask, God, give me your faith. It's like stop using your body and saying, God, give me your body. God says, I gave you the body. I give you a purpose. And this body is enough to accomplish everything that you need to accomplish. I've read and studied and I was amazed by some people who don't have arms and legs. But they accomplish more in life. They play tennis, they swim, they draw pictures and I mean, they do crazy things. And you ask, what makes them do that? You put two of the same type of people, the same tall, same pretty much background. One is a basketball player and another one is a loser. What's going on? Faith. What kind of faith? God's demonic? Human faith. But like I said, human faith will sooner or later run dry. There is just so much you can accomplish with your own skills, abilities, and your faith in those skills and ability and talent and a gift. Unless human faith is connected to one pole or another, one positive or negative fuse. And that's why you wonder, why do people who achieved everything in this world, who have had it all, why the heck would you, how many of you read Da Vinci Code? I did. There is Satanism and idolatry and paganism and all kinds of rituals and secret societies and all that stuff. And you guys think it's not real? It is real. It's secret. It's hidden. And you ask yourself, why would people go and commit all these horrendous things like put these hoods on themselves. And I mean, you've probably seen more horror movies than I did. You've probably seen more witchcraft, you know, shows than I did. And why would people search for that? I mean, you have everything you want. It's not enough for a human being to be happy just in the material world. That's why you can gain everything. And more than anybody, Americans have discovered that. No, seriously. More than anybody, Americans have discovered that material things just does not satisfy. And I'm talking as a culture. I'm not talking individuals, as a culture. You go to another country and you'll see people dressed like they are millionaires. But that's all they have. But they've got to look good. So they're still trying to be materialistic. You come here, you see beautiful men and women, and they're just like walking like this. They're here, you know, their clothes is dirty, and you're like, I know you can afford it. Yeah, what's wrong with you, man? See, they understood, as a culture, we understood that material things don't satisfy. We want spiritual. That's why Star Wars is big. Between guys, you know, 20s, 30s, early 30s. Now, you know what I'm talking about. It's not enough to be happy just material things. That's why these people, when they gain it all, they either kill themselves or they try to find something more. I've read about Marilyn Monroe. She went into that stuff. Why would you give yourself to that world? That's a question, yeah. How many of you guys beginning to think with me already? Okay, demonic faith. So devil comes and he says to Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, I will give you what you want. And let me tell you this, that I've had those thoughts. Yeah. And you had those thoughts. A lot of times you have faith. And see, devil does not care about people who walk in fear. He already got them. He wants them to live their miserable life. Yeah, he does. He comes after those who have faith. How do you know Jesus had faith? Well, let me tell you. If you can do 40 days of fasting and able to discipline yourself so much, you have faith for something. 40 straight days, no food. Not a lot of people do that. So Satan himself noticed Jesus. And he said, this dude could be the Son of God. So I'm going to go and tempt him. He said, if you're the Son of God, bow down and worship me and I'll give it to you. You don't have to go on a cross. You don't have to follow God's way to get what you want. Because Jesus gained the whole world by dying on the cross. He gained the victory. But it took him pain and some time. But Satan says, I'll give it to you now. See, the danger of human faith, it's beautiful and it's dangerous. Why? Because it's driven. It wants more. There's people who just sit there and they're satisfied. I don't want nothing. I just, you know. But there's people, like some of you, you want more. And God wants more for you. And so Satan saw that Jesus is not just a person who's going to be a carpenter all his life. You know, cutting trees and boards and building chairs and tables. Satan says, no, this dude is for real. I gotta go talk to him. And Jesus said, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and him alone you shall serve. I'm not going to worship you, Satan. I have big dreams, as you know. And my personal story is, I remember driving in a car. I was going from 26, and this is a lot of my revelations happen in that corner. 26 in Sycamore. I remember that place where I was. If you have something dramatic happening to you, you remember that places. If you have God speak to you supernaturally, I'm not talking audibly. Don't you make me some kind of a spook, you know? No, God doesn't speak to me audibly. He speaks to my heart. It's like an impression, okay? And he'll speak to you the same way. You just have to learn it and obey it. And I was driving, and I heard Satan says, you want so much. I can see your faith. Yeah, this was a few years ago. And he says, I can give you all that. Fast now. And you know, you're sitting there like, it was a temptation. It was a temptation for Jesus. It was a temptation for Jesus. And especially, see, like I said, devil will not so much come to people who don't have faith. He's looking for people of faith. So is God. Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Let me rephrase that. Without faith, it's impossible to please the devil. That's why he wants you to fear him. Satan is fighting for successful people. People who do have faith. Now, if a person goes to 8 years of college or medical school, what kind of faith is he using? Human faith. Okay? If a person climbs a mountain blind, what kind of faith is he using? Human. Have you seen that movie about a man climbing a mountain blind? Mountain Everest. He made it to the top. 2002, I believe it was. Yeah. Human faith. Going to the moon, what kind of faith is it? See, I don't know if it's God's will to go to the moon or not. Yes, he gave us life. I'm not going there. Everything we have is his. You know, thoughts even, it's already his. But let me tell you, it's human faith. And let me encourage Christians here to begin to use your faith. Because that's how we please our God. Now, I'm not talking about God's faith yet or demonic faith. I'm talking about just human faith. There's things that God has for you, plans that God has for you. He said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. I formed you. I knew what you were going to be. I knew how tall you're going to be, how short you're going to be, how wide you're going to be, how skinny you're going to be. I knew it. I formed you. I have a plan for you. And Satan wants to say, God forgot you. He's not there. Just live for your flesh. And you live for your flesh, and you realize that it's not enough. Because there's a deeper happiness that I'm searching for. Inner happiness, inner peace. There are some people who sold their soul to the devil, and they got great success for a period of time, and then they died. A lot of them in their 20s. Interesting, huh? You see what I'm talking about? See, Satan will give you something too fast. But he can't give you, he's still limited. He can't give you eternity. He can't give you inner peace. He can't bring you close to your Creator God, where true happiness is. You know, the more we know him, the more we know ourselves. You know what confidence comes from? Faith. If you're an unconfident person, check your faith level. Just human. I'm not talking God or devil. Just check your faith. Do you believe for anything? What is your purpose? What is your goal? Are you done living, or is there more to your life? If you're depressed all the time, check your faith level. Because depression is like Elijah. Remember when Jezebel said, I'm going to kill you by tomorrow night. I'm going to cut you up in pieces. That's what she said to him. And he freaked out. Started running, and he says, God, take me. I'm depressed. Under the bush. Under the thorn bush. I mean, how do you get there? Read the Bible. Elijah, the great prophet. After he achieved great things, he drew fire from heaven. Do you remember that? He killed all the prophets of Baal. And then some Jezebel says, I'm going to kill you. And he runs depressed, trying to kill himself, or at least God to kill him. Take my life, Lord. There's more for you, Elijah. You're supposed to anoint another king. You're supposed to anoint another prophet instead of yourself. There's more work for you. You're supposed to feed a woman who is without a husband in a 3.5 years of desert and drought. There is more purpose for you. So if you're getting depressed, you need to believe God that God has more for you. Your life is not over. And God loves it when we use our faith. Because then he can show up. He loves it when a little David takes a stone and throws it into a huge Goliath, because then God says, I can come in and help that stone and give it some supercharged power. Oh man, yesterday we were at the air show. Man, that raptor thing. Oh my goodness. So much power. And for some reason, I'm just, I don't know, something happens to me when I see power like that. That was beautiful. I mean, the plane just goes, and it stalls and falls down. I mean, I was like, man. And then it makes me, you know, those great things. I know how sometimes a picture somebody drew makes you go like, you know, that plane made me go, my wife said, you should come next time with the guys because it doesn't owe me. I went to the private place, but I mean, it was so loud. I was like, the plane goes and then the sound follows. I mean, that's beautiful. I mean, that thing was doing crazy things. And imagine, that's just human power. That's just human faith. Yeah, think about it. That's human faith. Imagine God. Power. The source of the universe. Mountains. I mean, they flee before Him. Thunder and lightning. I mean, God. Oh, hallelujah. Receive it, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I get excited, as you can tell. Love talking about God and how great He is. Store up my passion and your passion for Him. If humans can achieve such a machine, you're like, oh man, if that thing falls and explodes. I mean, it's like you're just such an owl. We were created for greatness. You were not created to be mediocre. And you were created by God. You were created in the image of God. Stop listening to the devil. Stop listening to the world. Who cares what they say about you? There's something God says about you. And you need to open that book and find out. Listen, no matter where you are today, your life is not over. You still, this is just the beginning. Hallelujah. Stop living for the devil. Stop living for him. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And God doesn't do it overnight, but what he does is beautiful. The Bible says he creates everything beautiful in his own time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is faith? Okay? Faith is a substance of things hoped for. That word substance, what does that mean? You know what in Russian? It means vera osushchestvlenie. What does that word osushchestvlenie means? Help me out, those who know. It's coming. Help me out, come on. Osushchestvlenie. What does osushchestvlenie means? It's when you begin to draw a picture. What is that called? You're already doing it. It's when you're building a house. You're already doing the process. Faith is the process of things hoped for. Okay, can we say that? It's a blueprint, but blueprint is just the beginning, but you're actually doing it already. Faith is actually getting the contractors to build your house. Faith is an action of things hoped for. Remember, faith without action is non-existent. And God says, without faith, you can't please me. I want to please God. Amen. And then the Bible says, a righteous shall live by his own faith. Whoa. Jesus rebuked disciples. Why are you so little faith? But then when the Roman came, remember about his little daughter? Jesus said, I have not found such faith even in Israel, among my people. This guy was a pagan and he had greater faith than Israelites who believe in true God. What's the problem, people of God? Church has stopped using our own faith. And we just say, God, you do it. It's like saying, God, can you give me 6 more inches? So my God says, no, it's enough. I gave you enough. If you had faith of a mustard seed, you can say this and that, it'll happen. I hope I'm encouraging you to begin to use your faith. So what is faith?
Faith is spiritual force, but faith cannot work apart from knowledge or wisdom. So let me read to you this. It's joining, faith is joining of wisdom and or knowledge and power or energy. So wisdom and power joined together is faith. Okay? Jesus said to his critics, he says this, you are mistaken, not understanding the scriptures nor the power of God. So notice Jesus said there must be scriptures, which is wisdom of God. That's the truth. But truth is not enough. Bible says knowledge kills. It's the spirit that gives life. So let's say I know something about Jesse. I can't go to my wife. Let's say I know something about Jesse, some truth. But I don't have the spirit, the right spirit. I could hurt the man. And I could kill the man with my truth. We sometimes as Christians, we could kill with the knowledge of the Bible. We come to the believer, to unbelievers, and we want to talk to them about Jesus. But we kill them before we, spiritually speaking, help me out. We kill them before we do anything. Why? Because our spirit is wrong. Okay? So Jesus says, you are mistaken. You do not know the scriptures or the power of God. There's two parts to this. There is truth, and this is what you're hearing, but there is also power behind it. Let me read to you another one. John says in John 4, Jesus says to a Samaritan woman, he said this, a true worshipers will worship me and help me out, spirit and in truth. It's not enough to have the truth. God's a spirit. Okay? Listen to more. Letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Paul says, I did not come to you preaching this gospel with the words of human wisdom, but I came also in revelation of spirit and power. I do not want to be a church. I don't want to be a pastor who speaks. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody leaves, but there's no power. I see God's power. What is faith? It's combination of wisdom and power. You can have all the knowledge, all the wisdom, but unless you have power behind it, nothing will happen. So human faith, let's say you want to design something. You need knowledge and you need some sort of a power. Okay? God's wisdom and God's power is how faith, God's faith works. And same with demonic. Okay? And the whole purpose is to connect our faith, human faith, to one or the other. And there's a battle. God wants you to connect yourself to Him and feel Him, get to know Him. The Bible says He's not far away from none of us. And Satan wants you to know Him. Now, why is faith, demonic faith, is so attractive? Because it does offer something. Quick, and it offers something. If you remove sex, if you remove drugs, if you remove lust, seduction, all kinds of rituals, sexual rituals from pagan religions, they will all crumble. Why do people go there? Because it does offer some pleasure. Satan does offer, something to his people. Usually it's, all those physical things. Hello? Otherwise, why would people go there? There's some pleasure there. Okay? And next week, we're going to talk God's faith. And this is going to be big. God, there's something that God offers us as well. First of all, what I want to do is encourage you to use your own faith, which is wisdom plus your own power. Find knowledge and find willpower. That's the power we're talking about. Usually, it's willpower. Okay? Find that. Then connect it to God. And you're already connected to God. Okay? Don't sell your soul to anybody. I'm going to pray today. And if there was ever a time in your life where you played with the devil a little bit, God wants to set you free. It's not too late. Maybe some of you really did give your soul to the devil. And maybe you did it very vividly, or you did it foolishly, ignorantly. And besides, if we don't worship God, we worship. Paul says to, thank you, Jesus. Paul says something in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He says this, Gentiles sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to be in fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons. We make sacrifices. You know that? Think about it in your life. You make sacrifices every day. You either come and sacrifice in front of God, yourself. When we worship, what is that? That's a sacrifice of praise. That's what it's called. Sacrifice of praise. I bring myself and I praise you. That's why I jump sometimes. And I want to jump more. I do have the energy. I really do. But sometimes I feel like some people will not understand me. When the presence of God comes. But that's what we do. We sacrifice ourselves. Living sacrifice. I'm not telling you to cut yourself. That's unbiblical. That's demonic. We present living sacrifice to God. Our words, our worship, our adoration, our love towards God. Our thanksgiving to God. Okay? We also sacrifice our money. Money is an indicator, big time. It just shows who you're sacrificing for. Sometimes we sacrifice more for the worldly things than for God. I don't want you to misunderstand me, but it's biblical. Watch where your money goes and see where you're sacrificing. That's all I'm going to say here now. It's a great indicator. I'm not going to beg you to give to the church. The Holy Spirit has to do that inside of you. The Bible is 100% against demonic sacrifice. So if you know something has been sacrificed to the devil, don't partake of it. In Corinth, they would sacrifice animals to the devil. And then it would be tricky. They were supposed to burn it, but they would steal some and sell on the market. And so there was a big debate. Should we buy that meat or not? Paul says, if you don't know it's been sacrificed, buy it. But if you know it's been sacrificed for the sake of others, don't buy it. Do you not know that he who joins himself with a harlot becomes one with her? Because the two shall become one flesh. But he who joins himself to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Let me push it a little bit farther. It doesn't say that here, but I'm just going to do it, okay? He who joins himself with the devil becomes one soul with him. You join yourself with a prostitute, Bible says. You become one with her physically. You join yourself with God. Joining is a sexual term in this context. Intimate term. You join yourself with the devil, you become one with him. And Paul says, I don't want you to join yourself with the devil. I want you to join yourself with God. Give your life to God. Give your whole to God. Discover his love for your life. It's amazing. It's the one that you want to give away. It's the one that you want to serve the world. And not me. Oh, I search for that love. I search for that peace and for that God. I want to know him more and more and more. From faith to faith, from glory to glory, from power to power, Bible says. From grace to grace. I'm not satisfied with last week's sermon and worship. I want more. Just like he wants more of me, I want more of him. Hallelujah.